Hi, Coast. Good morning. It's the Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. We were just talking about Elton John memories with Mike from Camp Sunshine. So Watermelon Festival
coming right up
is on Saturday at LL Bean, and this is back after. Did you guys do it last year? I don't remember.
We've had a couple years of a break time from this event. So yeah, it's going to be great to get back up to Freeport. And
how many watermelons do you order for this?
So actually, they're donated by Whole Foods.
Oh, no way.
That's
huge
awesome.
Partner. So we'll have like 1,000 watermelon.
Oh, my God.
I can assure you we will not run out of watermelon at the Watermelon Festival.
That would be bad press.
Terrible news.
That would be bad press. Yeah. The Watermelon Festival without watermelons.
We're all out. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. So camp, and I guess if you don't know, but most people in Maine know what Camp Sunshine is, but it's a camp for kids with life-threatening illnesses and their families. And it's this beautiful little respite in Casco, Maine. And you guys do such a great job. And I know camp is actually back this year.
We're back. Oh, it feels so good, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's just crazy. I mean, for the last 2 years, and this is what I kind of equate it to, is like everybody has a reason they work. Like, what is your motivation? You know what
sure.
I mean? And so for us, it's seeing and, you know, seeing families, hearing kids' laughter. And so it's been so long. So
yeah.
To have that back just feels amazing.
Yeah.
This time.
And there are all kinds of ways that the Watermelon Festival raises money for Camp Sunshine, but it is a free event to go to.
It is, absolutely. Free event, music all day, as we said, lots of watermelon, and some really, really cool collaborative art projects that we've added this year.
Yeah, so explain this. So kids can go, well, and adults can go and participate in what is basically a massive art installation, kind of.
Several of them, actually. So we're taking a lot of the components from camp and integrating them directly into the festival. So one of the amazing things that kids do while they're at camp is what we refer to as syringe art. So they take syringes that they would normally be administering medications for themselves.
Without the needles.
Without the needles.
Just checking.
And then then we will have some sort of canvas and they draw paint. And then they use their syringe to spray the paint onto
the
canvas.
That's
and
awesome.
When you have a whole bunch of kids throughout the week doing this, you end up with this amazing piece of art at the conclusion of the session. And so we have a 32-foot-long canvas that we're going to be doing that all day at
32
LL Beam. So, so super cool projects like that. That are really just going to drive home the messaging of what we do and what an incredible place Camp Sunshine really is.
Where do you put a 32-foot
canvas? Yeah, where's it
going to
go?
Okay, I mean, how big is your house,
actually,
Mike? I mean, jeez.
So it's actually 4 8-foot sections. I don't know why you had to break it down.
Oh, okay.
It sounded so much better when I just said 32.
32 feet. Well, I'm like, God, I think the largest wall I have is 4.
You just couldn't run with it, could you?
Sorry. So this is at the Watermelon Festival at LL Bean this Saturday from 11 to 4.
11 to 4, that's right. Yep.
And what time is the art stuff will be going on the whole time?
Yeah, so all day. And so that's kind of the neat part is sort of the evolution of it throughout the day. One of the other projects we're doing is it's a fabric fence. So it'll have the words love and hope sort of intertwined into it in red fabric. And then throughout the day, you'll be able to come grab a piece of your own fabric and sort of weave it into the fence, and that will sort of grow throughout the day.
Cool.
And so a lot of just interesting things like that, like a giant sidewalk chalk mosaic that'll be like 30 feet by 40 feet, and you'll just come in with your family and you'll fill in one little square, having no idea what it's going to evolve into throughout the course of the day.
Cool.
And so a lot of stuff like that, and then the kids will have plenty of art projects that they'll also be able to bring home with them. So,
oh, good.
So plenty of watermelon still. But lots of really cool new art stuff.
Awesome. Oh, great ideas.
1,000 watermelon. You know what you should do? So, I don't know if you've ever heard of the watermelon crushing contest they have. This is mostly in like Eastern Europe. Where these women crush watermelons between their legs, their thighs.
Oh, wow.
It's intimidating to watch. And
we have to try it.
And I'm just maybe for next year, just a thought.
I mean, I can run to Whole Foods right now and grab a water.
Kelly,
you in?
I'm in.
Thighs out.
All right, fine. Man, these thighs have been worked by, you know, a thigh master for a very long time. They're ready to go.
I didn't know where you were going with that. I was like, these thighs have been worked by.
I went to thigh master.
Me too.
Yes.
Me
absolutely.
Too.
Awkward.
If you see a sweat bead dripping down my forehead, yes, it is, in fact, a sweat bead. So Watermelon Festival, again, it's Saturday at L.L. Bean from 11 to 4. And I know there's a website. I forget what it is, though.
It's CampSunshineWatermelonFestival.org.
You know, it should have been that simple.
And it is.
It was that simple.
No, it's going to be a great day. The weather's looking awesome right now already. So, you know, just excited to get out there and help raise more money to support more children and their families coming to camp.
All right. Awesome. And if you want more on Camp Sunshine, that's just CampSunshine.org. I know that one.
You got it.
I know that one. Camp Sunshine. Watermelon Festival. It is back with a bunch of cool stuff happening on Saturday at L.L. Bean, and we're proud to sponsor these folks. A lot more events coming up, by the way. In the fall, we'll do the Pumpkin Festival, the Suitcase Party.
Can't wait!
Yeah, fun stuff. But this weekend, it's all about watermelon. Mm-hmm. Go to Camp Sunshine Watermelon Festival.org.